Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by one of my co-hosts, Deaconess Angela Campbell from Power and Light Ministries. Again, good morning. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Pastor Melvin.
Amen. Amen.
How are you?
Again, I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Our scripture of focus, as always, is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is where we give our day, our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then we walk them out by faith. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante, being joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Praise God. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. There you can leave your quest. You can leave testimony. You can follow the ministry. You can leave questions in regard to scripture and things like that, and we will answer those questions for you. Again, you can engage the ministry as well. So thank you so much for liking the page. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Deaconess, did you have a prayer request?
Yes, sir. Actually, this weekend, Power and Light will be having their annual leadership conference, so I would like to continue to pray for that. And also, our leaders are out of town currently. They wanted to pray for their trip and then their safe return.
Okay, sounds great. Cover those prayer requests for you.
Yes, sir. If I'm in the correction, it's the actual, I said this weekend, but it's actually the next weekend is when the actual conference, but our leaders are out this weekend.
Okay. We will cover those prayer requests. And it looks like we have Brother Francis on the line. Good morning, Brother Francis. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you for joining us once again. How have you been, sir?
My day is good, not bad. It's 12 o'clock here, and the sun is very hot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. The weather is good, very warm, and people are, today is Saturday, so people are in town.
Yes, sir. Did you have a prayer request?
Yeah. Wake up. My right foot is swollen, so I'm asking the Lord to work on it for me. My right foot.
Okay. Yes, sir. We will cover that in prayer for you.
Amen.
Amen. And let's see here. It looks like our apostle has joined us this morning. Praise God. Good morning, apostle. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm blessed. And yourselves?
Doing just fine, apostle. Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going. Did you have anything that you wanted to say, Apostle, before we get started?
No, but I not in not announcement-wise, but I do have a prayer request just for the spirit of death that has been taking over the youth, our seeds. If we can begin to penetrate and infiltrate that spirit realm where the enemy is trying to wipe out the generations to come, that would really, really be a blessing that we just bind up that spirit, especially just the newborns. And I've lost two students within a month, and they were eighth graders. So if we can just have that covered in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. And as usual, we're going to start off prayer with praise and worship and giving the Lord praise and worship. Amen. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we give you glory. Father, we worship you, Father, with uplifted holy hands, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise your name. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We give you glory, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We magnify your name. We uplift your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We worship you this morning, Father. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for life, Father. Father, many went to sleep, Father, making plans for today, Father, but not to awaken, Father. So we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to bring to your remembrance, Father, those who have lost loved ones, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, those that have lost loved ones recently, especially, Father, those that have lost children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask right now, Father, that you strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the spirit of grief, Father. We bind the spirit of sadness, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, for you, Father, the joy of you is our strength, Father, and we will not give the enemy a foothold, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. So we remind you of those individuals, Father. We ask you to strengthen them, Father. Gird them up, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, send your ministry spirit, Father, to minister to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We uplift our children right now, Father, all over the world. Father, we break the grip of the enemy right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood over them, Father, over their welfare, Father, over their safety. Give your angels charge over them, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Those that are sick, Father, we thank you for the finished works of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And, Father, by his stripes, Father, they are completely healed, whole, and restored right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare right now, Father, for them that they shall live and not die, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, you will honor them, Father, with long life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we want to bring to your remembrance, Father, Brother Francis, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Again, Father, we thank you for the finished works of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that by his stripes, Father, we are healed of every ailment, every affliction, Father. Everything that the enemy has tried to place on us, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do not receive the package, Father. We do not receive, Father, the infirmity, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cancel out the work of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus, and command right now, Father, Francis's foot healed, Father. The swelling, Father, right now, Father, I'm just eliminated, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for healing. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, that he walked perfectly fine, Father. We thank you, Father, that there is no pain. We thank you, Father, that the swelling, Father, has subsided and now is gone, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Father, we ask that you just continue to bless him, Father, in every way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that he is favored, O Heavenly Father. And because he's favored, Father, rules change, laws change, Father, protocols change, Father, in his favor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over and keep his family, Father. We break the grip of the enemy, Father, and we bind up every attack of the enemy, Father, against Brother Francis, his family, his interests, Father, those that he cares for, Father, those that are connected to him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift Deaconess Angela, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we remind you, Father, of this conference, Father. We remind you, Father, that we have prayed, Father, and we thank you for giving even the speakers, Father, placing a message in their bellies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for preparing those, Father, that will attend, Father, the conference, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking the lead, hallelujah, preparing the people, the place where it will be held, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the grip, the work, the plans, the efforts of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus concerning, Father, this conference. Father, in the name of Jesus, all those that will attend, Father, all those, Father, the speakers, Father, in the name of Jesus, the clergy, Father, we just decree and declare, Father, that you have given your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, they will not, Father, be delayed. They will not be held up. The tricks of the enemy, Father, will have no place in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you right now, Father. Father, you say where two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them, Father. You are welcome, Father, to that conference, Father. You are welcome on this line, O Heavenly Father. You're welcome, Father, when two of your children or more, Father, are just speaking, Father, or just walking down the street, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just ask that you continue, Father, to bless Deaconess, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless her in her professional life. Bless her, Father. Bless her, Father, outside of her professional life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give her favor, Father, on the job, Father, off the job, in all that she does, Father. And we thank you because of the favor that you have placed on her life, Father. Father, rules change, policies change, Father, laws change, oh Heavenly Father, minds change, Father, to benefit her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to just strengthen her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you know what she stands in need of, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we decree and declare, Father, that all the desires of her heart, Father, are met, Father. Her needs, Father, are met, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you continue, Father, to place messages, words, Father, in her belly, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for her, Father, because as you feed her, Father, you bless us, Father. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you watch over, keep, strengthen, bless, favor her children, her interests, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Father, the children, Father, that she works with, Father, we uplift them. We uplift their families. We uplift their parents, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're just asking, Father, that you download wisdom, Father. We, Father, abilities, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you lead them on paths, Father, that are bright, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you anoint their parents, Father, so that they would know how to raise them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break the grip of the enemy, Father, over their families, Father, their loved ones, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you anoint their teachers, Father, so that they'll know how to teach these children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let your favor, Father, walk with them all the days of their lives, O Heavenly Father. Give them hearts, Father, that will seek after you, that will thirst after you, and that will receive you, Father, that would receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Father, we're asking that a mighty work be done in these children, Father, and you prepare them, Father, for their assignments, Father, and, Father, that they will be the leaders, Father, of this world, Father, in the well-prepared, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift our leader, Father, Archbishop, O Heavenly Father. You know what he stands in need of, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for the assignment that you have given him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray your protection over him. We pray your favor over him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And because of your favor, O Heavenly Father, Father, laws change, rules change, protocols change, the hearts of men change, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, on his behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless and keep his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, Father, and gird him up. Give your angels charge over him, Father, that he meets no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, or his family. Father, we break the attack of the enemy, Father. We break the focus of the enemy, Father, over him and his family, O Heavenly Father. His interests, Father, those that he covers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, and we uplift Sister Tangela, Father, in her absence. Father, we ask that you continue to keep her, Father. You continue to favor her, Father, in every endeavor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Father, that every desire of her heart is met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. and we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we pray that you watch over her children, Father, and keep her, Father, in every way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Father, as always, we decree and declare, Father, that you, Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have given unto us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Father, the eyes of our understanding, Father, are being enlightened that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of your glory, Father, of your inheritance in us, the saints, your children, your people, Father, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, Father, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and sat him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for flooding our hearts with light. We thank you for your wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all the things that you have anointed us with, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift our president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we break enemy, Father, operating in his life, O Heavenly Father, operating, Father, in the White House, Father, operating, Father, in the chambers of Congress, Father, in the chambers of the House of Representatives, Father, operating in the chamber, Father, of the highest courts of the land, Father, to the lowest courts of the land. We break the grip of the enemy, the work of the enemy in this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you strengthen the president. Gird him up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Surround him, Father, by anointed men and women of God, not just those who say that they're men and women of God, but anointed, Father, called men and women of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are strong enough, Father, to disagree with him, those that will rebuke him, Father, in the name of Jesus, but those that will love him, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Those that hear you, Father, and will convey your word, Father, to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray the same for our vice president, Father. We pray the same, Father, for the Speaker of the House, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name, Father. Father, we break the grip of the enemy, Father, in large businesses, down to small businesses, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we command every ungodly backdoor deal broken, Father, and disintegrated, Father, and even the truth to come out, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break the grip, Father, and the work of the enemy, Father, in the FBI, Father, the CIA, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And, Father, we uplift and pray for all men, O Heavenly Father, those that do not know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you just anoint us, Father, Father, uplift you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, for we uplift you, Father, you will draw all men to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're asking that you touch the heart of men, Father, that they will receive, Father, salvation, O Heavenly Father, and live with you eternally, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Father, we uplift the leaders around the world, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray the same prayer that we pray for our president, Father. Father, that the grip of the enemy is broken, Father, in their countries, Father, in the places where they go, in the places where they dwell, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you, Father, would send anointed, Father, men and women of God, Father, and place them in their circles, O Heavenly Father. Place them close to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we want to uplift those in the military, Father, around the world, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you just continue, Father, to give your angels charge over these individuals, Father. Those that have been hurt, Father, maimed, Father, in war. Those that have been affected in the mind, Father, by war, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking now that you heal them, Father. We break the grip and the work of the enemy over their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Father, right here and right now, Father, we decree and declare them healed and fully restored, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Their minds restored, Father. Those that are maimed, Father, grow new limbs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that can't walk, walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are in sick beds, Father, in the name of Jesus, they are raised up now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch their hearts, Father, that they would receive your word. They would receive salvation, Father. Send your vineyard workers out, Father, hallelujah, to minister to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord. We magnify your name right now, Father. We come against the spirit of division, Father, in nations, in this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare, Father, the spirit of love and unity, Father, and takes over the atmosphere, Father, in this country and other countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare victory right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift Christians, Father, throughout the world, Father, those that are persecuted, Father, in the name of Jesus, give your angels charge over them now, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, see to it that their every desire is met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Gird them up, strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just loose, Father, Bibles, Father, reading material, study material, Father, that they need to know you and give them revelation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name right now. We thank you and give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And all these words that we have spoken before you, we do decree them so in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. We are sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, who has joined us on the line this morning. Praise God. Again, once again, please go to our Facebook. Amen. once again, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Here you can follow the ministry. You can leave your prayer requests throughout the week. You can also read scripture, listen to songs. You can ask questions, praise God. And again, just engage and interact with the ministry. We know many of you may attend ministries that are very big, and it's hard to reach out to the ministry leaders. But you can always, again, engage us on our page. We are a family. We are one body, and we like to avail ourselves to you. Amen. And it looks like our other co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis, has joined us on the line. Sister Tangela, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
Praise God. Did you have a prayer request this morning?
Yeah, I'm fighting a cold. I can't seem, and it's in my chest. I can't seem to shake it, and that's not normal for me.
Okay, well, we will definitely cover you in prayer on that issue. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and move on. Deaconess, if you would lead us in prayer, please.
Amen. Father God, we just continue to praise you and bless you and thank you this morning. God, we glorify you, we exalt you, we magnify you. We're thankful for you, God. You are awesome. You're awesome to us, God. Everything you do, you're awesome. You're awesome, awesome, awesome. And Lord, we love you on today. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you, God, that you are God all by yourself, that you are truly the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, Father God, that you are literally the I Am. So God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We say Korabasi, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, God. And as we continue to pray, Karabasi, Korabasi, continue to press and declare and decree in prayer, God, we ask that you would search. You would search each one of us. Each one of us that is praying on the line or will listen later on, God, search our hearts and our minds. In the Marabasi, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, if there's anything that is unlike you, we're asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would forgive us, God. We repent of it. And God, we forgive anyone that we've held in unforgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't take for granted, Father God, any of that because you stand, Father God, and we don't forgive others. You will not forgive us. And God, we have made it our whole heart desire to continue to do what you've given us to do, to love you more and your people more. Hallelujah. To continue to press into the kingdom work that you have for us, God. So, God, we just thank you on today. We thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. We thank you, God. We thank you for even the ability to come before you and be searched like David. Thank you, God. Thank you to Mirabosea, relationship with you, that you can literally search the inward parts of us, Father God, and we can come before you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, I thank you for every person on this line on today. Thank you, Father God, and for those that will be listening. God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for the leader that is on the line. Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for good leadership, Father God. We thank you because everything rises and falls on leadership. So, God, we thank you for Apostle Overton. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the books that have come out of our belly. We thank you for the revelation that you continue to release. We thank Karabasi
We thank you for her sensitivity in the spirit. God, we thank you for the revelatory realm that you have opened up all the more to her. We thank you for her being chosen. We thank you for her being chosen and set apart. We thank you for what she has imparted from herself into others. Father God, continue to strengthen her and her family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to undergird them and cut about feet in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that she can hide in your tower. She can run into your strong tower, Father God, and be strengthened and renewed. We thank you that when she lays out our feet before you, Father God, she can talk to her Abba and you speak back to her, Father God. We thank you for the relationship. Continue, Father God, to strengthen her in your presence, in the mighty name of Jesus and all that's connected to her, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that she is truly a Jeremiah. Leader after your own heart. You said that you want shepherds after your own heart. And Father God, we thank you that she is one. Continue to give her all that she needs to press forward into you and bring all along with her. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you. We do continue to come against that spirit. That spirit of death. We thank you that he has no place in the youth. God, we thank you that he has no place in the city of Chicago. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up the north side of Chicago. God, we know the enemy is an opportunist. And when he sees things that are not covered enough, he likes to run into. Well, we say right now, devil, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Spirit of murder, spirit of attack, spirit called by my spirit of death, you'll have no place on the north side. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. No place on the north, south, east, or west side of Chicago. You cannot see. You cannot have it. We thank you for your angels that have been dispatched on that side of Chicago. We thank you that your angels have been dispatched on the west side, on the east side, and on the south side. We thank you, Jesus. We cut about shit, kind of about my fire. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you that murder and death will have no place in Chicago. We declare and decree that this will be the most peaceful summer. We declare and decree this will be the most peaceful summer. Crime rates will be the lowest it has been in a decade all over the city of Chicago. Because you said that the people who are called by your name, if they will humble themselves and pray, so we touch and agree that on this summer, starting now, crime rates all over the city of Chicago are dropping. They're dropping.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You can't have one side or the other. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. God, we thank you, God. We thank you. 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 We thank you for the authority to pull down hell. And God, we thank you for the authority to speak to the body. God, we speak We speak to Sister Tangela's chest right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for clearing up the lungs, any congestion, any phlegm, any inflammation, any infection. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. We drive it out of that body in the name of Jesus. God, you said by the stripes of Christ she is healed. By your stripes she is healed. So that body must line up. Those lungs, we speak clarity to you. And because of faith is high, and she knows the power of prayer, we thank you, that that healing is now. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Any infection has been driven out. We believe you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you for Brother Francis' consistency. Continue to bless him. Thank you, Lord. And God, we thank you for your Pastor Melvin, Father God. We lift up him and his whole family, God. Continue to undergird them. Wrap your arms around the entire family, God. Encourage them the only way that you know how to do it. Holy Spirit, we believe you. You are the comforter. You are the one that knows exactly what to say and how to say it. We thank you that there will be no ungodly grief. But God, we thank you for the ability to come to you and to receive all that we need, even in comfort, God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, even in the midst of this situation. You said that you will make all things work together for the good. So in that family, make this thing work together for the good as only you can, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Rush it out of our seat. Release promotion. Release increase. Release resource, God, unto your pastor. Stir up even a greater passion for the youth. Preparing them even now. For the various things that you would have him to do with the youth, God. Put a word right now, Give them innovative ways to connect with them. Give them wisdom even before and even as he meets them on the street. Give them words. Give them faces in his dreams. Of youth, God. And prayer requests, Roshan, targeted prayers for them. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you told them that they don't all get prayer. We receive prayer. That's why we're still here. But some of them did not receive prayer. So God even now begin to drop faces into his mind, into his dream, that he will target prayer for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you in advance for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Again, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests, questions. You can engage and follow the ministry. You will see ministry updates and things of that nature. We are joined today by our overseer, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, who has just released her second book, Free to Be Me, and we will post information on the page so that you can find out more about the book. You can purchase the book as well. Again, this is her second release, Free to Be Me, and we're going to ask Apostle if she would speak on that project right now. Apostle, are you there?
Yes, I am. Well, thank you for that opportunity, and good morning again to everyone who is listening under the sound of Holy Spirit. Just being obedient, I did release the second book called Free to Be Me, and this is addressing the issues of many saints, many people who have found that they could not be themselves just because of maybe how they're treated, how they're disliked, or the insecurities of others coveting gifts down within them and brought about that issue of what the streets called haterade. And when God gave me this book back in 2012, I was really going through a tough season in my life, very tough season. Many people don't know. I know you all know I've been through homelessness. I've been through cancer. I have been through so many issues of life, but God told me that I did not testify enough. And so this book got birthed out through that season, and it kind of got shelved for a while just because of the issues of life. But I would definitely not recommend it just because I wrote it. I would recommend people buy it because of the transparencies and the victories that were wrought throughout such tough times, despite what the enemy brought on. It's kind of like that Job thing. You fight, and you fight to the end until you receive that victorious reward. And that's what it's for. It's a tool to help people relate to what they're going through in their lives, but that God will see you through it, and God will bring you out of it. So you can find this book on Amazon.com. If you just type in "Free to Be Me," Dr. Rosalyn Overton, it pops right up. Or we do have a Facebook page. It's a book page called Free to Be Me. Like that page. I do have a link on there even directly taking you to purchase the book from Amazon. So I thank you all for allowing me to speak on this morning. I have truly enjoyed the anointing of prayer, and I speak that God will loose his angels around everyone who has participated on today, that God will have his divine will, his divine way in each and every last one of your lives, and that the angels of protection will guide you through not just today, but throughout the weekend and the course of the week, and the righteous man's footsteps be ordered of him, and that the enemy will not be able to come and bring backlash and retaliation, because we bind it up now in the name of Jesus. As the stewards over prayer today have intercepted the enemy's shackles and plans and plots, we thank you, God, for the victory and the protection, the grace to see them through day to day. God bless you, Brother Francis, all the way from the UK. We appreciate you as well for consistently calling in and trusting us to pray for you. God bless each and every last one of you.
Amen. 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 We want to thank Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton for joining in. Again, her book is Free to Be Me. Praise God. I truly believe that this book, this gift from her belly, will bless you. Please go to Amazon.com, type in Free to Be Me or Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and that information will come up. We're going to post it on the page as well. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook, like the page, or the page Free to Be Me. We'll place a link on the page. We placed a link on the page earlier, but we will update that so that you can click on the link and order the book. I had the blessing of being in a play that was heavily based on the book, and trust me, it touched the viewers. It touched those of us that were involved. So this is definitely a must-read. It's helpful to anyone who's struggling with attacks of the enemy and your vision being kind of blocked or obstructed from seeing the victory that God has promised those who are wearing a mask in church and can't be themselves and can't walk into the gifts that God has given them for fear of others are going to say, how others are going to feel. But again, it's definitely a must read for Christians and even those that aren't Christians, because we wear masks in our everyday lives as well to be accepted. Amen. So we thank you again for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. We thank you for your prayer requests. We thank you for liking the page. We thank you for following us. We thank you for allowing us to be your two. We thank you for allowing us to add our faith to yours and cover you in prayer and do the work of the Lord. We love you. God bless. We will see you next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say church. Hey, 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 hey.
church say? All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church
say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
No, you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
Let the church.